You are listening to WVOT for Washington, the very special edition of Sports Section. We have sportscaster Len Berman with us here today. Welcome, Len.
Great. Thanks to be here. Or thanks. Great to be here. One or the other.
Aaron will get started, as always, with a PSA.
Blood donation. Nearly 5 million Americans will need a life-saving blood transfusion this year. Though many are aware of the chronic blood shortage problem, not many are acting to help fix it. It is estimated that 60% of Americans are eligible to give blood, but only 5% actually do. Further, almost 20% of non-donors cite never thought about it as the main reason for not giving blood. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council.
And here's the disclaimer. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. And Matt with the promo.
The boys' varsity basketball team has their senior night game tomorrow. Come if you want to.
All right, so let's get started. We'll start with the trivia question today. Who is the last team to enter the Super Bowl with a 17-1 record?
Easy. The game was 8 years ago today, correct?
No.
No? Oh, that's right. The Pats were undefeated. My God, I got it wrong.
I have no idea.
Well, let me think about this. 17-1 record. I think you got it down at the end. What do you got? 17-1. Let me think of this.
I'm going to guess the Packers. I'm not sure.
Nope.
Patriots.
17-1.
See, it's not the year the Patriots went 18-1.
No,
because they lost in the Super Bowl.
That's correct. They were 17-0 or 18. What were they?
18-0.
That was 8 years ago today when Tyree made the catch.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, give us a hint.
Ron Rivera was on the team.
On the team, so it must have been the Steelers.
Oh, Denver,
85 Bears.
Oh, the Bears! The Bears. 85 Bear. Refrigerator Bowl, Perry scored a touchdown in that
Super
game.
Super Bowl 20.
Yeah. Super Bowl 20. How old were you during Super Bowl 20?
Negative something.
Negative what?
Negative 15.
Right. That's what you're talking about, the offensive language, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I could ask you how old you were, but we won't.
Well, that's why I'd give it some offensive language, so forget it.
All right. So this year's Super Bowl, the Carolina Panthers come in at 17-1, and Denver Broncos, who surprised many by reaching this point, 14-4. So we'll start off breaking down some of the matchups. The Broncos boast the number one total defense in the league, and then you have Cam Newton and the top total offense in points per game in the league. So what do you think the Broncos need to do to stop Cam Newton?
Well, that's a terrific question, and as you guys know, you know, there's an old saying about NFL football, you know, offense is for show and defense is for dough. So right off the top of your head, you say, well, Denver's going to win the game because they have the best defense. Defense always wins these games. However, the wild card is Cam Newton. He's just so talented. He's really come into his own, and I'm not sure they can stop him because if you assign a guy to him, that's just going to open up something else. So that's the beauty of trying to play defense. Now, Wade Phillips, who I know and love and think is a great defensive coordinator, and he stopped Brady. Can you believe a three-man rush stopped Brady and beat him up?
Yeah.
I mean, that was tremendous what he did against the Pats. So I'm sure Wade Phillips will come up with something. If I could read his mind, I'd tell you what it is. Maybe he's got to sign a guy to Newton. You can't let the guy run all over the field. So he's got to have a bird dog on him.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the teams that the Broncos have played, and the teams they played have had mobile quarterbacks. And I use Teddy Bridgewater and Alex Smith as examples.
Okay. How they do against them?
They gave up Bridgewater. They put up 20 against Denver.
Right.
And then Alex Smith played them twice and put up 29 and then 24.
Wow.
So they did not do great. They weren't as dominant against quarterbacks that are mobile in the pocket, out of the pocket.
Yeah, I think if you're going to let Carolina score 24 or 28, they're going to win the game.
I think
that's what. You know, I was trying to think of a final score, which we can get to later. But I think that's right in their wheelhouse.
Yes. What do you guys think?
You go first.
You go.
No, you go.
All right. I think Carolina is going to win this game, and I think the score is going to be 28-24. It's going to be a close game.
Well, you've got to give us reasons, though. Yeah, anybody can throw a score out there. Come on. Show us what you got.
I think Cam Newton is so dominant with not only his arm and his legs, and I feel like Ted Ginn and Corey Brown in that receiving core can make a big play. And also, if Peyton Manning turns over the ball, then they're going to lose the game. He has to possess the ball and not turn it over.
I don't think that the Broncos defense can stop him because he's so dominant with his run and with his pass. So if someone's trying to rush him, and he can either escape or find an open guy to pass to. And he's very good at doing that.
Well, he is. So what's your score, Matt?
I think the Panthers are going to win, and it's going to be 14-13.
Wow.
Something very close.
Wow, so that's really going against I don't even know what the over-under is, but that's got to be
like four,
what is the over-under? Do we know? I know it's a 6-point spread, but 14-13, wow.
I think it was like 30, or maybe it was higher.
It's got to be.
It's like over 40, I think.
Well, whatever it is.
I think.
Someone Google it over
there.
It's
5.5, Carolina.
No, that's the spread. What's this? Google over-under.
I think it was like 45
points?
Something like that.
Yeah. So 14. Now, what do you got?
As I've read that you've written before that there's absolutely no skill involved in predictions.
Well, there are. Predictions are unbelievable.
My predictions are always wrong.
You heard me say that?
I did. I read it. I think
somewhere,
I read something you wrote.
Well, because, look what happens in games.
Yes.
You get some weird things. You get a safety. You get how about that backwards lateral pass that the guy didn't pick up? Stuff happens in games. You can't intellectually you can say the A, B, or C, but then crap happens.
Yes.
The over-under is 45.
45. So you're way under, Matt, with 27.
I'm going to say, even though I think Carolina has the better team, I just feel like Peyton Manning is going to ride off into the sunset.
You like that Hollywood ending.
I'm going to say Denver somehow wins 23-18.
That's an interesting score, 18.
That's always, well,
a bunch of field goals and just extra points.
Two years ago, the Super Bowl was 43-8.
43-8. So it's very funny that he said 28-24, because when I was thinking about the game, I thought it was going to be 27-24. So, we're right on the same page. I like Carolina. And it goes against everything I believe in. In fact, when Denver won the game, I said, okay, they're going to win the Super Bowl because their defense wins football. I've seen it my entire life. You look at every team that's won. You look at 8 years ago today, the Giants had no business beating the undefeated Patriots. They beat up Brady. It was defense. It was the defensive ends that won the game for them. And so even though I'm going against my belief, but you're absolutely right about making predictions. It's impossible. That's why I hate to make them. I'll tell you why. There's a guy, let's say I run into a guy in the deli or something, and he says to me, hey, what do you think of the game Sunday? Now, this guy thinks I've got some great inside information. I got squat. I got as much as Eric does. So, and then I feel bad all weekend long. I say, I think the Giants, let's say it's during the season. I say, I like the Giants. Then all weekend I'm sweating that I want the Giants to win because I think this guy probably bet based on his thinking that I knew what the hell I was talking about, which, as anyone knows, it's all a crapshoot.
See, that's what I did this year when I did my playoff predictions. I just took a coin and flipped it.
Oh, did you really?
And heads was home, tails was away, and that's why I made my prediction.
Did you come close?
I picked the Arizona Kansas City Super Bowl.
Right. No,
it happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think. Hey, you go back. In fact, I do this every year. You always see these articles before baseball and football season where they tell you the odds of getting to the World Series and the Super Bowl. I always save them for a year. So I was going to look at mine tomorrow. I believe the Panthers were 40-1 to win the Super Bowl, and I believe, I got to look it up, Denver was either 20 or 25. So all the experts, had New England, they had the Green Bay, the usual suspects.
You also can't predict the injuries that happened.
Well, it's just a lot of stuff. I think Carolina caught a lot of people by surprise. Nobody picked them. And now, Cam Newton's become a little bit of a controversial character, but someone wrote recently that there was a little Muhammad Ali. Now, he was way before your time. The Muhammad Ali you guys probably are aware of is a guy who can't talk and has Parkinson's syndrome. He was the original trash talker. He was the original guy who said, no more jive, he'll lose in five, sting, flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. He had a motor mouth. But, I see a little Cam Newton, and Ali backed it up. He called himself, they call him the greatest. He said he was the greatest before he ever won. But then when he won the championship for the first time, he got up on the ropes and said, I am the greatest, and you couldn't dispute it. So I see a little bit of Ali and Cam Newton.
But that's the one thing about Cam Newton. He always comes in big time at Auburn National Championship game.
Yeah, I mean,
always coming through.
Guy's a winner. Guy, I don't care what you think of him. And, you know, he's a little bit of a conjure. Well, you got, you know, you guys are young. You guys all were raised on SportsCenter. You know, I'm old enough where I announced like some of the original games on ESPN, but ESPN didn't exist when I was your age. And so you guys probably like the slam dunks and the players who say, look at me, and beat their chest. You guys like that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, young people, I don't blame you. Young people like it. But for older people, that looks like bad sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to that a little bit later. I think that's an important point to bring up. And also, we have the Panther defense that was absolutely dominant against the Cardinals and Carson Palmer, who was pretty bad, against Peyton Manning, and they've struggled to score points. So what do you think we should expect Sunday?
You can't make that comparison. That's the problem. You can't make the Carson Palmer, Peyton Manning comparison. Yes, I thought the Panther defense was terrific. It's not as good as Denver's.
Yeah.
And they're going to struggle a little bit with Manning. You know, Manning still, he still isn't the Manning he once was.
Yeah.
You know, you're going up against like a Brett Favre late in his career.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I love Manning, and he'll take every second of the play clock to call Omaha. I still think Carolina will be able to handle Manning. Hey, I could be way off. You know, a lot of people are rooting for Manning. He's a likable guy. I think that I agree with him. I think that whole HGH controversy with Al Jazeera TV is garbage.
Yes.
But I think it's a big, you know, it's funny. Conventional wisdom says you have an experienced quarterback against a young quarterback, so experience will win the Super Bowl. I flip it on this one. I think you have a multi-talented quarterback against, you know, a quarterback who's on the back nine. I'm going to go with the Carolina defense.
And I also comparing the Panther defense to quarterbacks. I wouldn't compare them to Peyton Manning, but they played Ryan Mallett from Houston.
Have they played anyone good?
We had Sam Bradford and Tony Romo. So
they really haven't played elite quarterbacks.
Yeah. So Tony Romo and Sam Bradford not known for their running.
Yeah, but Romo's a pretty good quarterback. How do you do?
But that was the Thanksgiving game where they scored 14 and Romo got injured.
Okay.
So they haven't really seen a sample size of.
Right. So it's hard to see. There's no elites
going
there
up against. Yeah. So I think. What do you guys think about?
What do your buddies think? Come on, Matt. Don't be shy.
I think that the Panthers' defense is just too good. I mean, Peyton Manning, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, which is arguable, but I think that he could find a way, but I just see the Panthers' defense being too good, and they'll stop him.
Well, you got a defensive game, 14-13. That would be one of the lowest scoring Super Bowls of all time, if not the lowest.
Well, there was 14-7 when
I remember
Washington beat.
Oh, was it 14-7? I remember 16.
When Washington beat Miami, it was 14-7.
Oh, that was at the premium pass?
1974.
Was that when the kicker tried to throw a pass and that's the only way they got any points or something?
I don't remember.
All right.
I wasn't around.
You weren't around. I've seen every Super Bowl. Is that crazy? Let's see. The first Super Bowl I was at was I actually hosted Super Bowl 17 for NBC. So that's, 33 years ago? That's a long time ago.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Washington won that one, by the way. Yeah. John Riggins, you ever hear him running
back?
Nope. Never heard of John Riggins?
Nope.
Washington running back had a big game against Miami, and Washington won. That game was played in Pasadena in January of 83.
Now we'll get to Cam Newton. How do you think Cam Newton has matured as a player?
How many years have you been in the league now? I mean,
five?
Something like
that many already?
He got drafted in 2011.
Yeah. Fifth season in the league.
Fifth season. Well, I mean, he's come into his own. I mean, there's just no question. You just look at him. You see the confidence. Here's the funny thing. Carolina's kind of sneaked up on people because not a lot of their games have been televised up until this year when they had the great record. People didn't. And I don't know, you guys might have the Red Zone or watch every out-of-town game. You know, if you're a regular New York fan, you're watching Jets or Giants. The only time you ever see Carolina is when they play him. So people haven't really seen him, but my goodness, he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's everything. He's the whole package. I'm trying to think of another quarterback. Who are they comparing him with? I mean, as far as size,
he's huge. 6'5", 245 pounds.
Is there another quarterback that was that big, that mobile?
I don't think so.
You know,
I think that's
unusual.
I think that's where he's coming from when he made the comments about I'm an African American quarterback.
Well, that was an unfortunate comment he made. I don't think yes, there are certain fans, I'm going to say old farts like me, who look at young athletes who act like that, and if they happen to be black, they'll say, it's an NBA thing, it's a black... I don't look at it that way. I never have. I'm going to tell you how stupid I am. I've never once looked at Michael Jordan and said, there's a black guy. I mean, that's just the way I view sports. So I never look at Cam Newton. If he's going to sell it, there are a lot of white guys who make asses out of themselves. So you don't have to just say, well, that's a black thing. I mean, that was a ridiculous comment. But he is an unusual quarterback. No one's ever... I'm asking you guys, because you guys have been done a lot of research on. I've seen a lot of football. I'm trying to think of another big, strong... I mean, this guy looks like he could be a linebacker.
Yeah. The only success story that I think of, and it's not even in the NFL, it's college, is Tim Tebow.
Big guy. You're right, he was a big guy. I don't think he was as mobile. Obviously, Tebow can't pass. That's why he's
Tebow
not in
the
NFL.
And that's why in the NFL he wasn't successful. But college, able to tear up the SEC.
Yeah, he was a big guy. I mean, that's a great question. I'm going to go home and research it. What other quarterback do you possibly... Look at the greats who have won all the big, Terry Bradshaw's won four, wasn't a mobile guy. Joe Montana won four, no, not mobile. Brady, no. Yeah. So you go through the very successful, Bart Starr, who won the original couple of Super Bowls, nope. No, I'm trying to think of a mobile quarterback who, there are, Kenny Stabler, who passed away this year. He had strong legs. Unfortunately, he had serious CTE, which was revealed today. So, anyway.
And what I think I like now about Cam Newton is I always say that I don't like arrogance, but at least if you're arrogant, you have to back up what you say.
That's what I said about Muhammad Ali.
And
that's why whoever wrote that.
Up what he said.
I'd like to give that writer credit because I hate to just say lines and say, I didn't think of that. But I saw a writer say it was a little Muhammad Ali backed it up. Yes. So if you can do it, there's an old line, maybe you guys know it. It ain't bragging if you win it. I forget. There's a line. It ain't bragging if... something. And basically, if you can back it up, you're not bragging.
Yes. And I think that's where he's grown, is he's having fun. I think people are taking exception, I think, because they're winning. They've won 17 games this year. So...
Hey, aren't you supposed to have fun in sports? Is this a new scoop? Yeah. I mean, come on. You're supposed to... That's what really bugs me a lot about the game of baseball, the way it's played. Now, I love the sport. I was brought up on baseball. If you show emotion, the other team throws at your head. You're not allowed to jump around the bases. They'll get angry. They'll slide into you the next. Wait a second. Paul O'Neill, played Yankees. He would hit a home run, and you'd think he'd wanted to crawl under a rock. He would run around the bases with his hands at his side and his head down. He'd be embarrassed. I mean, come on. I mean, at least Kirk Gibson in the World Series and that famous thing goes with the elbow pump. And come on, show some emotion. As long as it's... You don't want to. You don't want to show up the other team. I understand that. But you can get excited. What I don't like is when
he's always done it. So it's not like this is the first time he's done it.
What I don't like is when a football player, makes a first down and they're losing by 30 points. And he gives this exaggerated first down motion. Are you kidding me? Or a guy tackles a guy and they're losing by 30 points. And they go running around. Yeah. We're number one. That's nonsense. I mean, that's BS.
You look at Johnny Manziel last season with the whole money signs, and his team's 2-12.
Manziel's a loser on and off the field, so don't even bring him in the conversation.
If you're going to celebrate, you have to be winning the game. That's what I get.
Exactly. And don't give me this putting up the finger. A team wins a game, they're 3-12, and a guy runs off the field going with a one sign. One what? I mean, one win out of three? Is that what the one means?
No, they won the first overall pick for the next year. That's got to be what it is.
Why is he behind the glass? That's kind of funny. Right? Why do you stick him in a corner like that? It's where he belongs, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Now, thoughts on what could be Peyton Manning's last game?
I think it is his last. I think it's definitely his last
game. Do you think the results of this game would have anything to do with his legacy?
No. No, I think Manning's a great quarterback. I know people, people are always going to have detractors in sports. They're going to say he didn't win enough Super Bowls. I happen to be at the one he was at. It was the only Super Bowl it rained. And I sat in the rain in the stands in the end zone in Miami when he beat the Bears. And he's a great quarterback. And I don't subscribe to the theory that he didn't win enough Super Bowls. There's no question he's a better quarterback than Eli. Eli's won two Super Bowls.
Yes.
Eli got lucky. Hey, I love the Giants, but Eli got lucky. And, you're telling me he was going to hit David Tyree 8 years ago today when he was being grabbed at? He just threw the, he closed his eyes, threw the ball downfield. Come on.
And then when Manningham had that reception.
Manningham, 46. Absolutely. That was the same deal.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, I don't think this affects his legacy one bit. There's always going to be nitpickers. Yes. Normally those are people who bet on him and lost. Those are the people who complain.
Yes. What do you guys think?
I think it would be one of the greatest stories if he does win and then retires, but he's just one of the best quarterbacks ever, and whether he wins or loses this game, it's not going to change that he was one of the best.
Yeah, I agree. Matt's right.
Yeah. I don't think this game is going to affect his legacy, but I'm really rooting for him. It would be great to see him go out on a win, especially winning Super Bowl 50, which is such a milestone. And it would be like a sun rising in the sunshine and setting in the sunset story.
No, you're right. There have been some nice stories. Jerome Bettis, he won that Super Bowl on the left. Michael Strahan for the Giants is another great. And look at Strahan today, superstar in many fields. But that'd be a great story. But yes. not every sports story has a happy ending.
Yeah, I mean when I look at it, will it help him? Absolutely. But it's not gonna define whether or not he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Well, you know that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
His first ballot Hall of Fame. Come on.
So. But I think it definitely would help because then he'll have the same amount of rings as his brother. So it'll
be nice.
Silence some.
Hey, there are some great quarterbacks great players who never got to the Super Bowl. You know, O.J. Simpson, despite the fact he's a double murderer, one of the greatest football players ever, never got to a Super Bowl. You know, Fran Tarkington never won a Super Bowl. You know, all those great Buffalo Bills players got to the four straight Super Bowls. You're not defined. You know, it's a team sport.
Yes.
It's be unfair to define one person's legacy. And it's such a team sport. It's three teams, offense, defense, and special teams.
And then you could say he's definitely not the reason that they're in the Super Bowl this year. It's mostly because of the defense.
Well, he's a part of it.
He's contributing.
Tell me they'd be in the Super Bowl with Carson Palmer?
Well, they did pretty well. But I think the defense, I think the main difference between the team this year and the team in 2014 that got killed by the Seahawks is they had absolutely no defense.
Well, sure.
Their defense was not good.
That's a great point.
And this year the defense is much better.
Well, defense is so important. That's why I'm so hesitant to pick the Panthers, and I'm going to do it. But every bit of my body and sports sense says defense wins, and Denver's got and they've got some real studs on defense. Miller and Ware and those guys. I mean, they're great.
Yeah. And I guess we'll talk about special teams quickly.
What about him?
I don't know. Do you think the extra point is going to come into?
Isn't that something? Isn't that crazy that the Patriots essentially lost the game or at least lost the chance at overtime because of a missed extra point that he hadn't missed in years? Of course, it's a new setup. And how ironic! Matt, I'm sorry, but and it's just ironic that Bill Belichick's the one who pushed for that rule.
Yeah,
and they got burned by it. I'm sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
The Patriots kicker hasn't missed a field goal I think since 2006. Extra point, and that was his first one.
Well, but this was the first year of the 15th.
Right, yeah.
It was his first miss in the last 750 attempts or something.
It's unbelievable.
He was 60 for 60 with that new length.
So, I'm going back to that point I made that you can make all the predictions, and I respect a lot of the football analysts that know the sport better than I do, and yet not one person would have predicted the Gostkowski missing the extra point. I mean, come on. And that had such a huge effect on the entire game. So you just don't know. That's why sports is great. You just have no idea what's going to happen.
And then there was an article that came out the game after he kicked the game-winning field goal into Giants. And he said that in any big moment, he just sings a song in his head. So I guess he wasn't singing a song in his head.
I guess it was off key.
Yeah, I guess. Guess he had some trouble.
The year prior during the regular season, only 8 field goals, extra points were missed. 1,222 of 1,230.
What was last year, how many were missed?
8. 8.
And how many were missed this year?
I believe 60-something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Because I think there were like 8 per week. There was like they're saying there were this many, there was many extra points missed this week as there were all last season.
It's just so weird to see it. Weird to see the sport, it's like changing the bases to 110 feet. It'd be weird. It's just weird to see something like that. But, hey, time marches on.
But it makes it more exciting, too, I think. Yeah. It's no longer automatic.
It's no longer.
Because, to be honest, if you're a kicker when the extra point's from the 2-yard line and you miss, you probably should not be in the league. Because, first of all, there should be no reason why it gets blocked because you're, like, 10 yards away from it.
Right.
And, you know, you're right there, so there's no reason why you should be missing that.
Right.
So you're predicting 27-24?
I like 27-24, and that sounds like a close, you know, obviously it's a field goal game. I just think Cam Newton will have more opportunities to score, so I'm giving him that extra field goal, that's all.
So you guys, well, we have our other scores that we
had. You had 28-24.
All right, that was Aaron.
Aaron had 28-24. Matt had 14-13. And you had 23-18. How about the guy behind the glass?
We're Josh, what do you have?
31 for the Panthers, and Broncos only get 20 points.
All right, so that's a lot. But here's the deal.
31-20.
You're the only one who picks Denver.
He's always wrong.
That's the art.
He's always wrong.
That's the
so we're gonna be correct then. Yeah. Right?
That's the art of predicting. You always go against what everyone thinks. So there's a
you go against.
So if you're right, then it makes you look better.
Well, let's see. The spread is 6. So let's
Josh.
See. All we all lose our bets except for Doc. They're not gonna cover.
All right.
With what we picked. Cool.
All right, Len, thank you.
That's it? We're at it. I came all the way and we're done?
Yeah.
My God, I came all the way from Port Washington.
All the way from Port Washington to Shriver to listen.
Yeah, all my kids went through Shriver. They all went to good schools. So all you kids, I hope you all go to good schools.
Hopefully, yes. Thank you. It was a pleasure having you on. And we'll look forward to Super Bowl 50 this weekend. So we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thanks.